your authentic intellectual inheritance, a 4th of July special. Your intellectual inheritance is a body of knowledge stored in the wisest and most powerful of books. It contains both the wisdom that belongs to you and the culture of the great beings that made the delivery that you should also inherit. It is not exactly an amorphous body of knowledge. It is more of a spire, a spike, a mountain above the sea of fog. You are, of course, aware that there has been a battle between clear thinkers and manipulators. But you might have forgotten that the battle has not been resolved. You may know it as science versus religion, but that only gives religion credence. There was never a controversy, and it wasn't just about science. The sciences are just the daughters of philosophia, of the love of wisdom or clear thinking. It was a battle between a culture of clear thinking and those who want to backwash human history, want to rewrite the past so that they can control where you are going in the future. They hope to turn you into a resource, and it was always for profit. Small-minded men will neither grasp the world nor gravity of their own existence. They merely slither for coin and sell the world. Atop of this thing I termed a spire is your beginning. That's where your thinking, your imagination, your class and culture was supposed to start. This is a point where the great beings of the previous thinking generation left off. Your high school was starved and forced into state tests, which in turn forced teachers to trick you or coerce you into memorization. This on top of them already being pressured to grade each third of the class as A, B, and C. It is never a directed attack, as that would be found out and dismantled. It is a blanket of attrition, poverty, and stupid men who demonize welfare and laugh at universal basic income. It is a broad brushstroke to keep you in fear and doubt and disbelief. Some will say that this is just how the world works, but that is just how the world was made to work. Those who see it as a human problem will say that all human problems can be fixed by humans, and that is indeed the correct path. The new generation must never be born to the errors of the old one. That is an old trick. Lack of progress is an indication of foul play. No parent, had they been given a choice, would want to see their children get an education as ineffective as theirs turned out to be. And yet, that is exactly what everyone everywhere gets. The inconvenience of clear, independent thinking has always been and will forever continue being a thorn in the side of small-minded, angry men. There is no need to call it a conspiracy. If the outcome falls short, if there is no advancement, then we must set everything aside and try again to dare greatly, so that there is effective education to be had, so that humanity does advance and breaks out of the loops that ultimately force the younger generations to repeat the same old mistakes. We must not allow ourselves to spin out of control in an endless loop of meaningless suffering.
Make your way to the spire, child. And to get there, and to be certain that you arrived at the correct mountaintop, you must begin with Socrates, and move on up through each philosopher that came after, identifying and rejecting the false ones. It is a short history. It does not take many decades to understand. When you arrive into the age of the lady, the gentleman, and the officer, know that the officer has no credence. Wars are largely cultivated. You have a great responsibility ahead of you. You will have to take back the wisdom that has been stolen or obscured or twisted out of shape by knaves and place it where it really belongs, atop our greatest of heights, not lows. Here, I offer you a tiny sample of what this battle is for. I will let you discover the source of this wisdom independently, and give you the repaired and restored wisdom only. A human being will not lie, cheat, or steal, and which is more important, reject those who do. How would that affect your classroom in high school, especially on the day when everyone discovered cramming? How would that alter your culture and level of education? How would it have changed the future ahead of you? A human being will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those who do. Begin with Socrates. It is an honest start, and follow the course of the authentic human history, not the history that you are told to accept, as rewriting the past will only take you back to the beginning. Find that which is true and authentic so that your battles count for real. And then resume where the great beings left off, with your greatness now marking a height for those who are sure to follow. Continue the tradition of protecting clear thinking. Do not abandon humanity to the repetition of tried and true mistakes, for all the tragedy within will count for nothing. Humanity must advance, and you must aim to learn for real.